from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style. Here's John Lopez and Reginald Adetula.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Here in the loop, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, I'm Reginald Adetula. And joining us, as he will every Tuesday, this right about this time, B. Scott, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm just glad to be here, man. I've been enjoying y'all. Y'all sounded amazing over the last, let's call it, day and an hour.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I'll
so
take that.
I've appreciated. One thing that I learned over this time, Reggie, since, you know, the transition and getting you here, mm-hmm. is that, like, I've done the show, obviously, mm-hmm. but I enjoy listening just as much as I enjoy talking. And, brother, I like to talk a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So I enjoyed yesterday about as much as I enjoy being here with y'all. So I enjoy this whole process, and I'm looking forward to y'all and this journey, man.
Coming from you, that's the ultimate compliment. Because I can confirm, he really enjoys talking.
I love to talk. I can do this for days, man.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Wow.
For days.
Wow.
For days.
But that's a good thing, though.
But the listening part is cool, especially if you got something to say.
Yeah.
And I thought y'all hit all the high notes yesterday, come out of the gate running, and so I can respect it. I appreciate it, man. So congratulations to y'all on the new show, man, and I'm glad to be a part of it, man.
Every week.
We're going to do this.
Every week.
Look, I wouldn't have it any other way. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Let's go around the NFL right now, and I know you heard about this nonsense about this former NFL player getting on a plane and acting a fool a little bit. So former NFL player, former Colt, in fact, Gosser Cherilus, was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. So he was on a flight, 40 years old, former first round pick, whatever. And he was on a flight from Logan International in Boston to Dublin.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was going to Dublin for. That was a question that I had in my head, but I was like, I guess I'll keep that to myself. But supposedly, allegedly, he had drunkenly hit one man and then kind of urinated on another passenger. He ultimately kind of put out an apology saying that he had taken a sleeping medication on the flight, and maybe that had added to his erratic behavior, let's say. Apologies in this situation are always very interesting, because when the story is as big as it is, or as like interesting as it is, we're all going to make our opinions, and I don't know that we are good at changing that, are we?
Well, so this is what I don't understand. Y'all help me with this.
Okay.
Why are people not more afraid of acting up on a flight?
That's a good question.
Maybe
they don't have home training on.
No, it's not even home training, though. Like, to me, for the past almost going on 25 years now, it's been flying has just been different.
Yeah.
Right? And to me, like, risking acting up on a flight, much less on an international flight, to me, it's just a step too far. I don't understand even risking this. Out of all the places to act bad, out of all the places to show your lack of home training, to do it in the air, to do it on the flight, I just do not.
Internationally?
Like, I flew to Mexico a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was about to make a questionable decision. I don't know if we talked about this, Lopez.
But it
occurred to me before I got on the flight to not do it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
Not the best advice.
Because you know what I'm not going to do? be caught in a Mexican prison.
Man, if there's one thing that you don't want to do is play one of them away games where you don't know none of the rules.
We're not doing it.
Yeah. Buddy.
We're not doing it.
You haven't seen no billboards for knowing numbers to call on who's going to come get you out? No.
Yeah. So he owes an apology to whoever he offended on this flight. But, like, just the idea of this is beyond me. Acting bad in the air.
I always feel bad passing judgment on these guys.
Sure.
Because to me, my immediate, and I'm sure I'm not alone, my immediate reaction is, dude got wasted and peed on someone. I mean, you know, but.
I mean, who amongst us, right?
Yeah. You know? But I also catch myself because, like, I've never had this reaction. Like, if I take medicine and let's say I have a drink or two, you know, because I don't care or whatever and I'm relaxed. I never have gone completely bonkers, but I know some people do.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's
hard to parse. I kind of I'm a little careful. Like, maybe he's telling the truth.
Yeah, his explanation that he put on Instagram reads as follows. I'd like to address the media reports about me that surfaced today regarding a situation that occurred on board a flight to Ireland this past weekend. The flight was unexpectedly delayed for approximately 4 hours, and it did not take off until 12:30 a.m. In preparation for the unexpected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character, and I would like to apologize to the passenger and flight crew. Close quote.
So, look, I'm with you. I sympathize.
It's plausible.
Oh, no. It's believable. I can relate. I've seen this happen before. Somebody takes something that they've never taken before.
And it just hits them different.
That they shouldn't have
but
taken.
But I never go there first.
But also, they don't do it on a flight.
Well, that too, yes.
That's the thing. Like, I've seen this in school, right? Yeah. Like, I can remember in high school, the kids would take Xanax pills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would take two instead of one. And it's like, and now Johnny's sleeping on the floor, you know, and drooling all over himself. Right. And doing things that he's not going to remember when he comes to and that sort of thing. But, man, on a flight.
On a flight.
Dude.
That's a conscious decision you're making.
Yeah,
on flight.
Very, very, very rough. Very, very, very rough. But yeah, I can sympathize with people who take a medicine that they're not familiar with, and then they have behaviors that is not consistent with their actual personality, and then stuff that they probably don't actually even remember doing.
Yeah,
not a good feeling.
I guess the thing that we can ultimately all sympathize with is all the other people on the plane that had to, one, experience that, and two, have their flight return after a four-hour delay and being 1 hour in the air to land again in Boston and not where they were trying to get to.
Yeah, that stinks.
That's tough. Yeah. Some other things around the NFL. So, you know, obviously the Brandon Ayuk thing still is Ayuking, as he has not been traded. He is asked for a trade from the Niners, but we thought that there was a deal kind of put together with the Steelers, and we got more information on that courtesy of Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated, saying that the Brandon Ayuk situation dragging on, that, you know, England obviously offered him more than $30 million, but he did not want to go there. He, you know, rejected that. Also rejected Cleveland. The Steelers' price point was less than $28 million, which is supposedly around where the Niners have been. And so now he's back at the negotiating table with the Niners. What do you make of this?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Situation at this point.
So what's fun to me about this is that I cannot decide who has the most leverage in this situation in this regard. the Niners in the sense that they do not have to do anything.
Yeah.
They don't have to get rid of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's under contract. He's a good football player. They're a good football team. They have all the motivation in the world to actually not trade Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're honest about it, if they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk, the sensible thing would have been to have done it back way before the draft.
Yeah.
Not now, when the asset that they're going to get back is not something that's going to be able to help them now, more than likely, unless they trade for players right. or something like that.
And obviously. They never wanted to.
Right. Yeah. Right. Brandon Ayuk has the small bit of leverage, but it could be a big thing, where he can just make things miserable if he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Like he can just be a jerk.
And he is.
Right. And that's his prerogative. Yeah. I mean, if he wants his money that much, he can make things miserable on the 49ers. And in that sense, like, okay, how much is a peace of mind worth to you? Which is a question we all have to ask ourselves at some point in life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What is peace of mind worth? Sometimes the dollar amount, it exceeds what you feel like it should. But because peace of mind is hard to put a dollar amount on. And so do the Niners just trade them for a peace of mind? Or do they stick to their guns and say, hey, I don't care how miserable you make it. You're a good football player. You want to make this money. You're going to come out here and you're going to do this thing. And then you can get paid later.
Yeah.
Which, like, something's got to give there. What is it going to be? I'm just sitting here on the edge of my seat with popcorn. If I'm Reginald, maybe not popcorn.
Yeah,
what would be your choice?
Mike and Ike's or something.
Mike and Ike's.
Yeah. Some Skittles.
Man, you gonna learn this about me. I haven't met a snack that I don't like.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm not gonna discriminate against delicious snacks. All of them.
My thing on this whole thing.
I'm eating that, watching that.
I was telling Reginald before the show. Maybe this is wrong. I'm just over it. Like, this has like kind of a poor man's Deshaun Watson vibe to it.
Ooh.
Like, staring contest. You do this. No, we're not going to do that. We have a standard that we're going to want to.
Are you telling Brandon Ayuk that he's not interesting enough for this standoff?
Yeah.
Like, you are not compelling enough of a guy.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying.
For
this to be happening right now.
I get it. And if I'm a Niners fan, I'm all in. But as an NFL fan, I'm like, I'm over this.
Well, I don't even know if he's not compelling enough as a guy in that. Like, I think it's more that. I don't think his reasoning seems compelling enough, or at least we don't have enough insight into his, because it doesn't seem to make sense. Is it about the money? Because there's money elsewhere. Is it about the winning? Because the winning is there. And there's been an opportunity to go to a place that maybe you could meet in the middle with winning and money.
Yeah.
I haven't found which one of those actually makes sense to him.
Doesn't it sound like or feel like he's hurt? Like he wants,
for sure.
To your question,
he
wants the money there.
Yeah.
Right? I want to be here, but you got to pay me.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't want to go to New England for the bag because he doesn't feel like he's going to win there. And I can understand that. He doesn't want to go, you know, elsewhere. Like, he doesn't want to get the bag and not win. And he doesn't want to win and not get the bag. He wants to be where his feet are at and get the bag. Like, so I think he's hurt because he's seen the money go around now. They've paid other guys. And he feels like right or wrong, he feels like he's just as important to that whole equation as these other guys that they have paid. And so he feels a way about it. And I can understand that, even if I also understand the Niner side of saying, hey, we'll pay you 28, 30, whatever it is, but we're not going to pay you 35.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, I get that.
And look, he's not wrong in some regards. He is very valuable to what they do. Mm-hmm. He just, you know, if you're trying to, I do sympathize with him in this one way. Man, he's out here trying to get somebody to show him a level of respect that they're not willing to do. And if that's your like end game, like, I've seen a lot of people in life try and do that, and I don't think it works out all that well. So more power to him in trying to find a way to get them to appreciate him the way that he wants them to appreciate.
I'll say this, and maybe I'm not a good negotiator for saying this, but if I was the Niners, I would try to find a way to pay this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, they should.
I would try to find a way to make this work. I wouldn't play hardball. I wouldn't try to. Like, I can respect sticking to your guns and being principled and all of that.
That window was only so large for them.
Yeah. If it's me, again, like you said, the window is only but so large. They've already taken a few swings and missed. I would pay this guy because we can acknowledge that he's probably the least important out of the most important players on that team.
Mm-hmm.
But he still makes them a very unique team in the fact that they don't have many weaknesses. And Brandon, the absence of Brandon Ayuk without replacing him with somebody similar like that.
Which I don't know that they have.
Yeah.
There you go. There would then be the weakness in their team. He is part of what makes them such a complete and dynamic team.
Yeah.
Possibly the weakness or the strength, depending on how you view him, of the Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa was talking. He talked with the Dan Le Batard show there in Miami about former head coach Brian Flores, and it was kind of interesting to see what happened there in Miami with them.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. You are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. How would it make you feel listening to one or the other? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear, or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
This is just awful. And it's very Bill O'Brien-like.
Yes.
Very, very Bill O'Brien-like. It's amazing. We've seen it. We've heard it. We know it. And what treat has Brian Flores come off of?
Oh, yeah. The Bill Belichick. It's them. To your Bill O'Brien point, it is another example of a lot of those guys trying to emulate, trying to be the next Bill Belichick. They watch how Bill Belichick's temperament was, how he went about it, and thought they could replicate that, or at least thought that was the way to do it once they finally got their shot.
Yeah.
We've seen all those stories, how the back and forth went with the sort of love-hate relationship with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And these other guys go to these other places. And
Matt Patricia, we hear with his backward hat and his pencil in his ear telling people what to do.
Yeah. And they're going to replicate that with whatever quarterback they got, and they're going to be Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. They're going to berate the quarterback. They're going to, you know, kill his confidence and all this other sort of thing. And I think there's a lot to what McDaniel's doing and what Tua is saying in terms of leadership. Like, you get more out of constructive criticism and building your people up. I think it's this antiquated idea that you got to be this hard ass or beat somebody up in order to get a response. I do think there are certain people who are like that need a little bit more of a kick in the tail to get going. But by and large, most people need positive reinforcements and to at the very least just like want to go to work.
Right.
You know, just be pleasant to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do find it interesting to, like, just in general, if you want somebody to do well, like, I think that showing them a matter of love, unless you just, like, don't like them as a human being, which I don't know how much that is the dynamic that we're talking about here, because I don't know that Tua was speaking about it in such a way where it was like, that guy didn't like me in particular as a human.
No, this was just his style.
It was just his style, because he also mentioned that there's some other dudes there as well that have dealt with that. And I'm just like, yo, yeah, I don't know how you intend to be successful, especially because if you're trying to be Bill Belichick, one of the things that we know made that palatable is people would go and they'd put up with that because they knew for certain that they were going to have a chance to win.
And most people who talk about Brian Flores do like Brian Flores. It's not like he's an unpopular guy. I know there was the lawsuit, and there's some people that felt a way about that.
He knows ball, too. Everybody
knows ball. Yeah. By and large, a popular guy, but apparently his leadership style is not one that was suited for Tua.
I don't think either of you two guys would disagree with this. I'm not talking about tough love. I'm talking about just being a noxious, toxic, berating person.
Sure.
There's a big difference. Yeah. Like, we've all had tough love, and we end up, you know, really enamored with that person and respecting that person that has given us tough love. But I'm talking about just a noxious person that is toxic. And just berates you. That's just not going to work.
The issue with a lot of people like that, though, is that sometimes they think what they're doing is the tough love.
Yeah.
When it comes off as and actually is just being obnoxious. Like, they are either masking it or genuinely believe that it's tough love.
Oh, no, I'm just honest.
It's
But you know what? No, but you're just a jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't like you. That's what it is. The hell with your intentions, man.
You're just a jerk.
The results are, I don't like you.
Right.
Go away.
And 281 encapsulates it fantastically. The old saying, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Succinctly put.
There you go. B. Scott in the studio here on In the Loop. He's still hanging around. And don't worry, you didn't miss the intro. You will get that here coming up next, especially because Let's talk about the 2022 draft class for these Texans and how that is the important thing to watch right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.